market for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie.
Hi, everybody. The severe weather threat has moved on. Now it turns windy and colder tonight. Overnight low temperature 36. Could be a few snow flurries late tonight, first thing in the morning. Just minor. No accumulation, of course. Tomorrow, a windy, cold day with a high of 44, but winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Then clear and cold on Sunday night with the overnight low temperature 26. By first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor may be upper teens. Sunshine on MLK Day with a high temperature up to around 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We have a potential sponsor. I'm going to play you the commercial that they sent us here.
Do you often call talk radio shows only to have the host hang up on you after what seems like only a few seconds? Well, perhaps you're not doing it right. At the Gluten Smooch Institute, we can teach you the exact words to say that will have the host looking forward to each and every one of your phone calls. Here's the founder and president of the Gluten Smooch Institute, Hans Heinemuncher.
Heinemuncher was the guy's name that sent this, so...
Yeah, I founded the Gluten Smooch Institute because I couldn't get on the air for more than a few seconds every time I called. Here we teach you what to say and how to say it so you too can be a much sought-after talk radio caller. Here is one of our graduates demonstrating what he learned at my institute.
And there's some delay.
I mean, you can't get no better than Seth. I mean, listen to that voice. I mean, it's almost like Greg. I mean, it's just smooth and chocolatey. And I mean, you can't get no better. But I'm going to tell you.
Yes, with your enrollment here at the Gluten Smooch Institute, you get our guarantee that you'll be talking on the radio more than you ever did before. As a matter of fact, Professor Shelby Heinlicher, the brains behind our curriculum, has done extensive before and after studies on all our graduates.
Yeah, this apparently is the professor that they hired to do all the work and stuff at the institutes, what I'm gathering from
the
this.
The average talk radio caller is allowed just 21.7 seconds per call. However, graduates of the Gluten Smooch Institute average over 2 full minutes every call on the...
Wow. Well, anyway, we'll look at doing that. I don't know if I'm going to take that sponsorship or not, but we'll go from there. Let's see, we've been kind of all over the place already tonight. This is kind of what we do here. I'm going to read you a couple of quotes. This has been amazing. This is from, now, consider the source, but this is from Beelzebub. This is in one of those ancient documents. Throughout history, the knowledge has been split into three kinds: white, which is light, black, darkness, and gray, a mixture. White knowledge has been continuously infiltrated and attacked by dark forces and its reputation muddied and lost. Thus, many sacred deities and spiritual principles became seen as black, while dark forces such as Baal were seen as spiritual. Dark forces and ceremonies have existed alongside white esoteric knowledge, obscuring and confusing their meanings to the public. Secret societies of dark knowledge exist to this day, having passed through centuries largely undetected, yet accumulating power. They use the symbols of knowledge of light, but they invert them. Invert them. Now, Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree Mason, who wrote Secret Teachings and a bunch of books exposing what that's all about, said, "In symbolism, an inverted figure always signifies a perverted power. Black magic is not a fundamental art. It is the misuse of an art. Therefore, it has no symbols of its own. It merely takes the emblematic figures of white magic and by inverting and reversing them signifies that it is left-handed." Inversion, folks. That's why in Satanism, one of the big three laws is the law of reversal. Everything backwards, different totally, 180 degrees away from convention. That's how they work. I think that's why I'm seeing the things I'm seeing when I take images with the colors inverted. I swear that has something to do with it. I think I've hit on something. It's big, but it is what it is. What can I say? Oh, some good news. Judicial Watch, who, in my opinion, is somebody that deserves our money. If you just get jonesing to give away some money, please send it to Judicial Watch. The United States District Judge Royce Lamberth has ruled that discovery can begin in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Yes, believe it or not. Obama administration senior State Department officials, lawyers, and Clinton aides will now be deposed under oath. Senior officials, including Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, Jacob Sullivan, FBI official E.W. Priestap, will now have to answer Judicial Watch's written questions under oath. The court rejected the DOJ and State Department's objections to Judicial Watch's court-ordered discovery plan. Imagine that. They objected. Huh. What are the chances? But Judicial Watch wants to know whether Clinton intentionally attempted to evade the FOIA by using a non-government email system. Because the way it works is when you file a Freedom of Information Act request, if it's anything on our government equipment, they have to honor that request. But because she used her own private server, she can hide that stuff, which is exactly what she was doing. I mean, why is this woman not in prison? Somebody please tell me that. They also want to know whether the State Department adequately searched for records responsive to Judicial Watch's FOIA request. Of course not. So this is going to get interesting. It's going to be, I'm going to have to keep a watch on this. My mom gets the Judicial Watch newsletter, so I read it, but we'll see what happens. This ought to be interesting. There's a whole bunch of other stuff about all the questions they're going to ask. We all know what's going on. We know what they were doing. They were hiding what they were doing. I mean, what really upsets me is the fact that because of Pizzagate, we knew what these sick people were doing, but nothing got done. They didn't get arrested, nothing. We had an opportunity to save children, and we didn't do it. And that saddens me. It really does. Because these people are sick, folks. They are sick. Oh, gosh. Let's see. It is no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Amen to that. How do we know that our society is profoundly sick? Well, it pollutes the very air that it needs to breathe. It pollutes the water it needs to drink. It pollutes the food it needs to eat. And it pollutes the minds it needs to evolve with. Any system that forces its people to breathe polluted air, drink polluted water, eat polluted food, and continue to do all the things that causes that pollution is a profoundly sick society. It is in this fundamental way that human well-being itself has become the enemy of the state. Statism only functions with unhealthy, divided individuals. It cannot continue if people are healthy and connected. In short, statism fails when people achieve a sense of well-being despite it. So if well-being is the enemy of the state, then it stands to reason that anyone seeking well-being is also an enemy of the state. And just as those seeking health, vitality, and freedom do well to be maladjusted to a profoundly sick society, those seeking well-being do well to become enemies of the state. It's a badge of honor, in my opinion. Is that Connie?
It is.
Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. First of all, what I was going to say, I got to tell you, my husband had gone to Montgomery this afternoon, and we live up above north of Wetumpka. Mm-hmm. And so he started home, and he called me, and he said, sirens are going off. Do you know why? And I was watching TV, watching the president, you know. Mm-hmm. So I said no, and I tried to check, and I looked at the radar, and I really didn't see anything. So anyway, he came on through, and he said, well, it's just, you know, terrible driving rain that I'm in. I said, well, okay. He was just leaving Montgomery, and when he got to Wetumpka and got to that intersection there on 231, he said it was such a mess, and they had detoured them, so it had just hit. And so he just missed it by a few minutes.
Wow. Thank God.
Yeah, well, he said things happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
He had been out in East Chase area, and he called and was going to pick up something from Chappie's Deli, and he got there to the, you know, to where he was going, and he had forgotten there was more than one Chappie's Deli.
Yeah.
So he had called the wrong store, and they said, that's okay, we'll fill your order. I think that few minutes delay kept him from being there when it hit.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, and anyway, when I was calling about, did you see that rare sapphires have been discovered in Israel?
No, are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
All the
signs. A very rare gem. Nowhere else in the world is it. They just found it.
Signs are there?
It's a sapphire set in the Carmel Mountains in... It's a sapphire, contains titanium, aluminum, and the mountains also contain other minerals, but it's going to be marketed in the name of the Carmel Sapphire, but it's found nowhere else in the world. It's never been found before. They're calling it carmelitite, complex zirconium aluminum with traces of, anyway, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, curiously, the chemical formula resembles alendite, a mineral identified for the first time in the meteorite, a rocky meteorite found in 1869, a meteorite. So this is the same basic chemical makeup as what was in that meteorite.
Wow. So does that mean that came to Earth through that meteorite?
I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know.
Well, they don't tell us anything.
Well, but, you know, we don't know what minerals are buried, you know, that haven't been found.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just amazing. Israel itself is amazing.
Yeah.
as I told you before, if you ever get a chance to go, please go. I was blessed to have my aunt take me. And my daughter had lived there for a while because she worked overseas for 2 years with a Messianic group.
Oh, awesome.
And traveled. She went to 17 different countries and spent 2 years. But anyway, so she lived in Israel off and on during the 2 years. And she kept telling me about the sky. And I thought, well, you know, okay, sky is the sky, right?
Yeah.
No, it is the most beautiful blue. And it, I don't know how to explain it. It's tinted with gold.
Wow.
I do not know how to explain it. There is gold in that blue. Not black. I'm talking about it has a gold tint to the blue. I don't even know how to describe it. You know, that land is God's land. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, religions or races or whatever. I'm talking about the land.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The land itself that God had claimed, you know, as his. And so it was extraordinary. And if anybody ever gets a chance to go, please don't be afraid to go. You'll be safe.
That's on my bucket list, but first I want to learn Hebrew. That's kind of the next thing I want to do is learn Hebrew. I want to learn the Hebrew language.
I tell you what, Hebrew is, when you get to studying it, you're going to be blown away. You really are. And I know you're going to see Perry Stone, and he's great. I disagree with him on some things because he's preacher rapture and I'm not, but that doesn't separate us as brothers, you know. So.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, it's really funny because he's so, as you know, it's like, take a breath, you know, kind
of
thing.
He's wide open.
He is wide open.
Yeah.
And he really gets wide open when he gets started. But then there's another one that there's a actual Jewish rabbi that I like, Daniel Lappin, and he is a Jewish rabbi. He's not Messianic, doesn't believe in Messiah, but he has excellent, excellent teachings on, like, oh, he had a teaching on, a lot of things in the Old Testament that would just, it boggles your mind.
Yeah.
And it's just really, if I can find some of that, I'll try to get to some of the material on that. But, and I got it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Now, what were you going to ask me,
I was going to ask you, Deuteronomy, it has the curses and it has what God will do if we follow his tenets. When God makes a promise, regardless of the dispensation, does God honors that promise, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought. So if he told them, if you stray from me, this is what I'm going to do, he's still going to do that.
Right.
Okay, I just want to get your opinion on it. I believe that too.
But you know, you have to, golly, there's so much. We need a Bible study going.
I know.
We need to get something going.
I agree.
I just think that would be awesome. And we're one where you can discuss aliens or whatever, you know, just let everybody just offer things. And that's really great because I've been in that kind of congregation before, and it's really awesome. But he does say that he's going to bring, you know, there was 12 tribes, you know all this, of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Jews are part of Israel, but not all Israelites are Jews. There's tribes, okay? You and I could be from one of the tribes and just not know it.
Right.
And so everybody looks at Jews, Israel, one and the same. No. They're the tribe of Judah. They're one tribe. But he did say that he would bring them all back together, the two sticks put back together again at the end of time.
Yeah, I think that's why the powers that shouldn't be are actively getting everybody's sample of everybody's DNA so they can figure out who's who.
Yeah, but I think that's part of this Messianic movement is the Jew and Gentile the tribes coming together and the Gentiles that are also coming in. Mm-hmm. But the two sticks are supposed to come back together, and I believe that's happening.
Wow, I know there's a lot of stuff that's fulfilling prophecy happening right now.
Oh, amazing. It's amazing. It's so rapid. It's just breathtaking. And I got to tell you, I have been in the desert for a while. I used to be so, just felt God's spirit within me so strong that I sometimes would be in the yard and look up at the sky and think I could just blow it up there, you know? But for a little while now, I've been in the desert.
I know.
And Satan had filled my mind with, oh, look what you did, look what you said back there how many years ago, you know, and God can't love you. You did all these things, and But, you know, Terry, when I saw that yesterday, like I told you last night about the standstill and what it really meant, that has just today I have been just filled with the Spirit again. And just, it was like, why am I afraid of any of this? Why, you know? he has the form. So it would blow your mind. And it would take forever to tell you the miracles he has done for me and my children. Miracles. And so why should I fear anything that these people can do?
Exactly.
We need to know. It's important to know. It's important to be, you're the watchman. You know, we need to know the deception that's out there. Right. So there's nothing wrong with that. But we also need to remember our hope.
Absolutely. No fear.
Yeah, right. Spoiler alert. Satan loses.
Yep, exactly.
Yes.
We already know the end of that book.
That's right.
But honest to goodness, I swear, it's so fascinating. We only have these few hours with you during the week. And honestly, it would be great if there was some way to have some meeting where we could all just get together.
Y'all figure it out. I'll be there.
All right, thanks. I'll let you go because right, I know you have other callers.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. I love that lady. She's awesome. She always fills my spirit up. You know, Satan's going to come against you when you start experiencing God, because I got to tell you, my whole life, God's done things for me, and I wasn't in the frame of mind to see them and recognize them for what they were. But he has, and I know that now. The only way I know that now is because my mind's been opened, and I'm awake, and I see the things he does, the way he does things. I know how he works, and it's incredible. He's always worked that way. You just aren't privy to it unless you are awake and you understand the big picture, if that makes sense. All right, I gotta hit a break. We're behind, so not referencing the Gluten Smooch Institute, but we are behind.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, welcome back to a very, very short segment before we hit this bottom of the hour break. Hal Lindsey, you probably remember him from the late, great Planet Earth. He wrote a lot of cool books. I get his newsletter. I'm going to read it to you. This is dated Thursday the 18th. As I noted last week at the beginning of each year, it's my practice on the Hal Lindsey Report to review the previous year and highlight both major and minor events or developments that I believe have prophetic significance. This week, I'll present the second and final part, 2018, the prophetic year in review. On May 4th, 2018, Israel celebrated the 70th anniversary of its rebirth as a nation. On that day, the U.S. did what its presidents have been promising to do for years. It officially moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Israel's actual capital, Jerusalem. Since then, several other nations have followed America's lead or plan to do so. President Trump said the move only acknowledged the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. But at the end of the year, President Trump announced another move. It, too, is one that may have definite prophetic significance. He says the U.S. will withdraw its military forces from Syria. The primary goal of the U.S. had been to destroy ISIS. I disagree. And the president feels that has been largely accomplished. The goal was one of the deep state, and it was to get the pipeline so Russia couldn't get all the natural gas and stuff from over there. But that's neither here nor there. However, by withdrawing a U.S. presence, it leaves Russia, Iran, and Turkey as the three controlling forces there. Ezekiel 38 predicts that these three powers will form a coalition and one day invade Israel from the north. Syria and Lebanon, which is controlled by Hezbollah, which is controlled by Iran, they sit on Israel's northern doorstep. By propping up Syrian President Bashar Assad, Iran has prolonged that devastating civil war. More than 500,000 Syrians have died and more than 11 million have fled their homes. 5 million have fled the country. Most of them ended up in Europe, which is on the verge of collapse from the weight of the migrant invasion. In 2018, Israel had better relationships with several of the Arab Muslim nations than at any time in modern history. But as the year ended, that progress was placed in jeopardy by the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. It appears he died at the hands of Saudi operatives, and they may have been acting on the orders of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It may well be that the Crown Prince had this man murdered. It is consistent with his family's philosophy and history, and that is a horrible deed indeed. But from the beginning, the mainstream media has deceived the public about Jamal Khashoggi. Only at the end of his life did he write a few columns for the Washington Post, but the American media claimed him as one of their own. Time magazine made him Man of the Year, Person of the Year, and called him a guardian of truth. But they downplayed the uncomfortable fact that he had been a longtime friend and associate of Osama bin Laden. He publicly blamed the 9/11 attacks on, quote, Americans who neglected the suffering of Palestinians for half a century. Interesting. Like bin Laden, he joined the Muslim Brotherhood as a young man, and throughout his career he was an apologist and advocate for the Brotherhood. And, like Israel and Egypt, Saudi Arabia considers the Muslim Brotherhood its enemy. And I'll finish this. Canadian Free Press calls Khashoggi a cynical and manipulative apologist for Islamic terrorism, not the mythical martyred dissident whose disappearance the media has spent the worst part of a week raving about. He was not a moderate. I couldn't agree more. I'll finish this when we get back. 5 minutes. Be back.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more,
log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The severe weather threat has moved on. Now it turns windy and colder tonight. Overnight low temperature 36. Could be a few snow flurries late tonight, first thing in the morning. Just minor. No accumulation, of course. Tomorrow, a windy, cold day with a high of 44, but winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Then clear and cold on Sunday night with the overnight low temperature 26. By first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor may be upper teens. Sunshine on MLK Day with a high temperature up to around 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, 272-9228, if you want to call in. I'm going to continue reading this article. Although he worked in the Middle East as a journalist, Khashoggi was not a supporter of free press. According to Canada Free Press, he complained loudly that the Saudi government allowed, quote, some journalists to report positively on Israel. Well, we can't have that, huh? None of that means he should have been murdered, but it's an important part of the story, and it should have been reported. Of course, it wasn't with our controlled weaponized media. And it's very telling that the Western press took at face value the word of Turkey's President Erdogan. He was the first to point the finger at the Saudi government. Erdogan is a known liar and a despot. After an attempted failed coup, he jailed more than 180,000 Turks. He professes to champion a free press, but more than 170 journalists are still being held in Turkish prisons on his orders. Unfortunately, some national leaders in our world do despicable things all the time. Why is the American media so vehemently against Prince Mohammed, yet turn a blind eye to other global villains like the Chinese Communist government or the mullahs in Tehran? Perhaps it is because in April of 2018, the prince became the first Saudi royal to publicly say the Israelis have the right to have their own land. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He imprisoned all the ones that were complicit in 9/11. He's done a lot of stuff. Khashoggi was complicit in 9/11, by the way. But Syria and Lebanon aren't the only places Iran is exerting a controlling influence. According to the UN, if the civil war in Yemen continues, that country faces the worst famine in 100 years. Of course, the media blames this disaster solely on Saudi Arabia, but the Saudis did not cause Yemen's civil war. Iran did, through their proxy Houthi rebels. Iran wants to control Yemen because of its strategic location. It borders the, Bab-e-Manab Strait between the Arabian Peninsula and the Horn of Africa. That connects the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. 5 million barrels of oil pass through this narrow strait every day. Now, Iran itself sits beside the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf, where even more oil passes to the world daily. With at least partial control of both of those straits, Iran could disrupt much of the world's oil supply. That would destroy the economy of Saudi Arabia, its mortal enemy. It would also send the West into a very deep depression. In other words, by fighting Iran's takeover of Yemen, the Saudis are protecting the world economy, but you would never know it if you only get your information from the Western mainstream media. We got Frank?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Terry. How you guys doing tonight?
How are you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing better. Good. You know, better every day.
You sound good.
You know, something I'm having a real hard time adjusting to, and I don't know how you really plan for this. I guess you can't, but how do you ever look at anything the same way?
Oh, after you've spoken with Christ and been introduced to Enoch by Jesus? I don't know. I don't know how you look at things normal.
You know, dying and coming back. It's incredible to look at something and think of, wow, you know, how blessed you are to still be here.
Buddy, I'm jealous. I really am. I don't want to have a heart attack and I don't want to die, but I am so jealous of you.
No. You know, hey, I need to tell you another story real quick, too. Speaking of, by the way, Shahalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Okay. In the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Terry, when I was a regional merchandiser, manager, director, so to speak, at that time, the second largest retailer in the United States, in a given week, my area would be, I'd be in Houston, Dallas, Phoenix, L.A., Las Vegas, and Honolulu.
Wow. Okay?
And after, you know, and you've got a bunch of guys with you, you're doing all these projects, and, you know, after a couple of nights going out of, you know, after work, I remember this as vivid as it had happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was in Las Vegas. I got up. We were in a casino, and I just got up, walked out, got a taxi cab, and said, take me to Christian Bookstore.
Huh.
And I went in there, and I bought me a lexicon, a concourse, and a couple other deals, and a Torah. And I spent the next 2.5 years, every time I was out of town, interpreting the Torah from Hebrew into English.
Wow.
Because I just, you know, what I saw was, you know, people, you know, you're ruining your family and, you know, doing the things guys were doing at night.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just throw that in there when your previous caller talking about, you know, Hebrew and so forth.
Yeah.
But, and by the way, Bohemian Grove is one of the visions I saw.
Really?
But there's three other places in the United States. I'm just going to leave it at that for now.
Okay. Well, you're teasing me, Frank. You're teasing
me. Yeah. Yeah. But Bohemian Grove was one of the places.
So, let me just ask one question. Bohemian Grove, are we talking about a cremation of care? Are we talking about the floating body? Is that what we're talking about, or is it something totally different from that?
No, you're real close to the first one.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But I'm really referring to child sacrifices.
I know.
Okay. But one of the reason I called, Mike, like I say, I'm on this mission now. I've got to kind of fulfill it. But talking again about Enoch, you know, Enoch, God loved God so much that he wanted God more than he wanted food, water, or even the air to breathe.
That's faith, man. That is faith.
If you can imagine that, okay. But I want to summarize real quick the Watchers.
Yes.
And some of the study I've done this week, and trust me, I've done a ton of study. I'm just going to paraphrase. I'm not going to read all the different deals, but just to paraphrase, because some of the things I did not even know, Terry, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
at first off, if you start with Job 38:7, the watchers heard God in heaven, okay, where the angels sang, you know, in heaven and, you know, sang about God.
Right.
And then you get to Enoch 1, the watchers arrive on earth, okay, I think as most anybody that understands the book of Enoch, mm-hmm. you know, would know. In Enoch 6:2, the watchers desire the daughters of men, okay?
Yep.
And supposedly this happened somewhere between like 1194 to 1033 years before the flood, when the watchers came down.
Okay.
In Enoch 6:2, the watchers desire to beget children, okay? Because after seeing what humans had, they wanted to marry and actually have children, okay?
Right.
You go to Enoch 6:3, Semjaza, S-E-M-G-A-Z-A, which was the leader of the fallen angels, mm-hmm. okay?
Right.
On Mount Haran, convinces the watchers to go ahead and act, to go ahead and do what they talked about. And then in Enoch 6:5, before leaving Mount Haran, this group of watchers agreed to Semjaza's advice and took an oath to one another not to break their plan to proceed in taking human wives.
That's right. They had to make an agreement, a pact among themselves.
Among all 200.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
In Enoch 7:1, they proceeded to act upon their plan, okay? And they took wives. And in Enoch 7:1, the watchers defiled with fornication, mm-hmm. okay? In Enoch 7:2, they begot children with giants. And that gets real interesting because when you really study Nephilim, you'll find another reference of it in the book of Jubilees called Nephidim, okay?
Hmm.
But it's a Nephilim, okay?
Right.
It's the children of the watchers, okay?
Okay.
And then the watchers' millennial reign lasts 1,000 years, Enoch 9:1-2, okay? It was a millennium, 1,000 years that they actually reigned on the earth.
Wow.
In Enoch 7:3, the giants oppressed humanity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they did here, that's when they really started to take and teach them all the different things about the occult, you know.
Sword-making and all that, yeah.
Yes, exactly, okay?
Okay.
Enoch 7:3, the giants consumed humans. They were not satisfied with exploiting the resources of humanity. They turned on humans and began to eat them.
Wow.
The corruption of all nature, Enoch 7:5, where they corrupted everything in nature.
That's when we get into genetics.
Yes, exactly. And that's where you get all the different stories about the mermaids, the half man, half horse.
Yep.
You know, all that.
Exactly.
Okay? Enoch 7:5, the giants commit cannibalism. Okay? At this point, they started eating each other.
Wow.
Okay? And at this point, Enoch, at 12:4, he was sent to preach to the watchers. Okay, Enoch was sent by God to talk to the watchers.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew that he went to intercede for them to God. I didn't know God sent them to talk to them.
Yes, Enoch, having been born 1,033 years before the flood, he was sent to talk to them. Okay, preach to the watchers.
All right, I'm sorry, okay? I won't interrupt again. Go ahead.
Okay, Enoch 12:5. Enoch declares God's decree and pronounces God's judgments against the watchers and their offspring, okay? After he intercedes and went back to talk to God. And then Enoch 13:4, Enoch sent by the watchers to petition God again. Okay, now he's sent to by the watchers back up to talk to God.
Instead of the other way around, yeah.
Yeah, the watchers are greatly troubled and request Enoch to petition God. Yeah.
Okay. Whoops.
Yeah. And then they petition in Enoch 13:4 for forgiveness. And then the watcher petitioned God for longevity for the giant. The watchers actually petitioned God not to kill the Nephilim.
Yep, their children.
Their children. And Enoch 13:7, Enoch sent a vision from God back to the watchers pronouncing judgment, okay? And letting them know in Enoch 14:4 that their request has been denied.
Mm-hmm.
And then Enoch 14:7, condemnation of the watchers and the giants decreed by God. It's pretty much done and over with, okay?
Right.
Enoch 13:9 affirms God's decree to the watchers once and for all. Enoch returns to Mount Haran, the sinning angels. Upon arriving, Enoch finds angels weeping with regret for their fate and that of their children.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah, they screwed
and up. Then yes, exactly. Enoch 70, verse 1, is where he's taken up to heaven by God. Okay?
Yeah.
And Enoch 10:4, God decree against watchers begins to be carried out after 120 years before the flood. That's when God, that's when Azazel is bound in the abyss. Mm-hmm. And that's when the creed really started. Okay?
Right.
And then, I didn't know this, Enoch 10:9, the giants are incited the civil war. They started fighting against each other and killing off each other. And that's, I guess, what, you know, the cannibalism and so forth. Okay?
Right.
And then in Enoch 88:3, the giants are stoned from heaven.
What?
The holy angels throw stones from heaven upon the giants on the earth.
Wow.
I never heard that before.
I haven't either. What I heard was God's punishment to them was they had to watch their offspring kill each other off. It's what I remember. I don't know where I got that from. Yeah.
And then evidently this
stone from heaven?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, Enoch 88:3, Enoch 14:6. Throughout the duration of the giant civil war, the watchers not yet bound in the abyss are witness of the destruction of the children and are utterly powerless to stop it.
There you go.
Okay?
Wow.
And then Enoch 15:8, which you've talked about before, the giants are condemned to become evil spirits on the earth. In this role, they will hunger and thirst. They may not eat and drink. They will serve as source of trouble to sinful humanity until the final judgment.
How about that?
Okay? And then I'm almost done here. Enoch 10:11, the watchers are bound in the abyss. And then in the flood, Enoch 10:12 is the flood. Okay. And then Enoch 54:6, the watchers and giants are judged forever. And then Enoch 54:6, that's where they're thrown in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual four abodes of the watchers are the heaven, earth, the abyss, and the lake of fire.
Wow.
But when you go through that in that detail, some of those, as much as I've studied the book of Enoch, I did not know that.
It's the first I've heard of the stoning. I hadn't heard that either.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, other than that, doing good. Just, you know, like, I forget, who's that caller who said that he had a plaque in his veins?
Rusty.
Yeah, you know, the fatigue, that's true. That fatigue, man, it nails you.
Really?
You know, but it's coming back every day a little bit.
Good.
You know, so.
That's great, Frank.
But, anyway, I thought I'd call my... I was going to call last night.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some more stuff about the. You talked about the Library of Alexandria.
Yes,
there's some real interesting things about that too, and some of it relates to the Book of Enoch.
Oh wow, I got to hear that.
Yeah, but
well, let me ask.
Anyway,
Frank, are you up for a Bible study if we were to get one together?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I can contribute much, but I'll give it a shot.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I would be yes.
Good. That's what I needed to hear.
So, but appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I really like the show, guys.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
Late for a break again. I could not cut off Frank. Good stuff.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the program. Welcome back. Wow, it's almost 8 o'clock already. 272-9228 is the number here in the plush, somewhat dimly lit Bluedale building in the studio up here in the attic with no static, as they like to call it. Yeah, I guess I'm the only one up here that has not seen or felt Don Markwell's ghost, and that's probably good. I don't know what I would do if I were to see or feel Don Markwell's ghost, but I liked him, but I, you know, don't really think anything about seeing him in his state that he's in now. I've seen one ghost, I think, in my life. I've two, actually. I filmed one and one I saw when I was a kid. Have you ever seen a ghost, Jason?
I do believe I have seen ghosts. Can't confirm it, but yeah, I've seen apparitions, things that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. That's weird. I think they're just displaced spirits is what they are. They didn't go to the light. Maybe they're hung between. Who knows? But, you know, I don't know. I'm not all into that, but I think they do exist, if that makes sense. Matter of fact, I know. I've got my latest Jerry Beasley report. Let's see who's getting sued, shall we? Oh, gosh. There should be some good class actions in here. You know, there's always stuff like that in this one. Let's see. TerraTrike recalls adult tricycles. Never heard of TerraTrike. Let's see. We got thermostats being recalled. Stanley Commercial Hardware Grade 1 Mortise Lever Locks recalled. Lotus Ramen Noodle Soups recalled due to fire and burn hazards. Wow. The Children's Place recalls infant snowsuits. How about that? I guess we ain't got to worry about that down here.
Oh, yeah. Maybe next week.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow morning. Well, Maserati, I mean, all the manufacturers have recalls. It's unbelievable. Honda, Mercedes, Yamaha, Porsche, Ford, Ducati, BMW, Chrysler. And, you know, being in the motorcycle business, I get to see a lot of these recalls, and some of them are ridiculous. I'm sure it's the same for the brands I don't represent, Yamaha, whatever, but some of them are absolutely ridiculous. Like, you know, boat may be 2 foot-pounds less than it's supposed to be, therefore it can let this bracket come loose. Even though there's three other bolts holding the bracket on, they're saying, well, because this bolt could come loose, that bracket could fall off, it could get in the rear wheel, it could cause an accident, so you stop sale, you can't sell these bikes until you fix it, got to put a brand new bracket, you know, new bolt, and you're stuck with machines that you got to sit on and pay flooring on for months until they come out with a remedy. And I'm like, it's one bolt out of four. I don't get it. I think they do that a lot, and I think it's our government, the overreach of our government, yet again, the Consumer Product Safety Council, because they have to justify their own existence. So it's to their benefit to find more and more stupid things like that, in my opinion. But Once again, that's just my opinion. There's a good article on shift frequency. Congress should worry more about what happens after we build the wall. A couple of weeks ago, we would have given optimistic 51-49 odds that Trump is getting the wall built. The media, the Democrats in Congress still have it figured out that for those of us on America's side, it's really not about Trump. If Trump fails to deliver on the wall, then that will be sad, because next time we'll elect Hitler, if that's what it takes to save our country from the foreign invading hordes. Today, the wall's a done deal. It's getting built. Pelosi and Schumer own the shutdown, and even Cher is begging for relief and telling them to give Trump the money. What Congress really needs to worry about at this point is what happens after we get the wall built. First, there's been a lot of stupidity on the airwaves when it comes to what President Trump has authority to do if he declares a national emergency. No one was worse than Never Trump Judge Napolitano on Fox News. Napolitano stated that in his analysis of the law, Trump cannot spend funds on the wall in the event of a national emergency unless Congress has appropriated the funds for the wall. Pro tip, if you need a lawyer for any reason at all, any random ambulance chaser on talk radio commercials will probably give you better legal advice than Napolitano. Unfortunately for Judge Naptime, the law doesn't function based on wild guesses of what he thinks it says. Laws are written down so that, in most circumstances, ordinary people without law degrees can still read them and understand the gist of them. Here's what the plain text of what 10 U.S. Code 2808, which gives the president construction authority in the event of a national emergency, actually says. In the event of a declaration of war or the declaration of the president of a national emergency that requires use of the armed forces, the Secretary of Defense, without regard to any other provision of law, may undertake military construction projects and may authorize the Secretary of the Military Departments to undertake military construction projects not otherwise authorized by laws that are necessary to support such use of the armed forces. Such projects may be undertaken only within the appropriate amount of funds that have been appropriated for military construction, including funds appropriated for family housing that have not been obligated. In a nutshell, Trump can redirect military funds already appropriated for military construction projects to build the wall. No authorization from Congress is required. And that's just one option at the president's disposal to build the wall. As others have noted, he can redirect foreign aid relief funds, such as the money Congress appropriated for Puerto Rico, to pay for the wall as well. If anyone in Congress or the media wants to complain about this, okay, well, who are we kidding? When Congress and the media complains about this, well, that's just too bad. They can whine and complain about, quote, the imperial dictatorship presidency all they want to. We don't care. And the reason why we don't care is twofold. A, we the people have been asking for a wall on our border with our dysfunctional southern neighbors for more than 100 years. And B, none of the complainers today uttered a peep for 8 years when Obama did the exact same thing. Obama sent well over $1 billion in cash to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, even as his own brother Roy Obama was serving as the chief financial officer for the International Terrorist Organization. We don't even know how much money Obama and Crooked Hillary spent running guns through Benghazi to Boko Haram in Nigeria, Al-Shabaab in Somalia, or Al-Qaeda in Syria, Mali, and Centrifuge. And then Obama sent another huge pallet of cash to the